1310 KFKA presents Prep Softball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Welcome out here to beautiful Gilchrist, Colorado. Nice breeze today, overcast, so not the hottest day in the world, and you got to love that. So should be fun today. Patriot League action here on Preps Radio, and let's get to it. Our Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine in Greeley and Eaton, the place for your student athlete this season. Visit proactivecolorado.com to find Greeley and Eaton's information. Proactive Physical Therapy, keeping athletes competing. So today, Patriot League action, two teams that will not be going forward into the postseason. Two young teams who are trying to find out how to win, just trying to learn how to win softball games in the toughest conference in the state. The Valley Vikings at home today. They're 2-10. Last week they were shut out twice by University and Brush, 12-0 in both games. They had just three hits in those last two games. So the Vikings are trying to find their bats. We'll find out how Keith Grant's team does today. For the Resurrection Christian Cougars, Melanie Miller, first-year program. So, and they're 3-7. They've won three games as a first-year program. They beat Valley earlier this year in the first meeting between the two teams, 7-3 on August 29th in Loveland. So the Cougars are doing pretty well, really, for a first-year program. Games against Brush and Strasburg postponed last week as there was a COVID outbreak at Resurrection Christian High School. In fact, they shut down the on-site learning and went to only remote for, I think it was a 10-day period, according to Dan Nabb, the athletic director at Resurrection Christian. So we'll see. That means, and Coach Melanie Miller is not here today. She is still under COVID restrictions, and I believe a couple players are too from Res Christian. I was told a couple players are out, but I'm not sure exactly what that means, but that's my guess, is that was the issue. So the Cougars did not play last week at all. They will make up one of those two games. They're not. It's not really going to have a lay on the postseason entrance from the Patriot League, whether they do make up both those games or not. So that's, I think, the issue why they'll only make up one of the two, but we'll find out what that looks like for the Cougars. All right, we'll take a break here. We're going to come back and get to our players to watch, presented by Marinda Simpson of State Farm Insurance. We'll do that when we come back. Res Christian and Valley today from Valley High School in Gilchrist. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado, Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
PDC Energy is much more than an oil and gas company. They strive to efficiently and safely produce energy while respecting the environment. In fact, their operating plan and commitment to safety stem from their strong core values: integrity, respect, teamwork, stakeholder focus, and performance driven. At PDC Energy, it's their highest priority to protect, respect, and minimize their impacts on the environment. It's an integral part of their commitment to the communities where they live and work. PDC Energy, where community matters.
It's the Sportsman's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the outlets of Loveland, I-25 and Highway 34. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. The best selection of prices of firearms, both new and used, and ammunition in the state of Colorado, all in one convenient location. Our dealers buy, sell, and trade, plus $50 CCW class will be held on Saturday. Your safety is a top priority as PE Gun Shows will be practicing social distancing at the show so you can shop in confidence. For more info, visit PEShows.com. Join Harsh Outdoors at the PE Gun Show September 26th and 27th at the outlets at Loveland, I-25 and Highway 34. We'll be featuring Black Rifle Coffee, Sig Sauer Air Products, Willie Pete's Chocolate, and a few of our off-road vehicles. If you can't make it to the show, come see us in Eaton, Colorado on Highway 85. Our football field-sized Sherwin store is packed full of the latest from Sig Sauer, EasyGo, Textron Off-Road, Arctic Cat, Husqvarna Power, and much more. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8 to 3. For more information, visit harshoutdoors.com.
These days, many folks have had more time to think. To think about life, values, family, well-being, and trust. What about your agent? Does your agent provide you such virtues? Good question. The Brian White Agency of Farmers Insurance is fully prepared to serve all of Colorado. Brian White and team believe in honest advisement always coming first. Happy to meet in person or over the phone. Honesty, integrity, and trust are blessings in today's world. Come see what this team is all about for your insurance needs. 970-795-8011. 795-8011. That's 795-8011.
The secret is out, and everyone is headed to the Tatanka Grill for authentic street tacos. Choose from steak, carnitas, or chili Colorado street tacos made in Tatanka Grill's full restaurant-style kitchen. Come pursue our fully made from scratch menu, and you'll see why people are raving about the Tatanka Grill. From the best burritos around to the all-new street tacos, you won't leave the Tatanka Grill disappointed. The Tatanka Grill at Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey or the U Fillet in Greeley are eaten. It's street taco time, and you're invited to the Tatanka Grill.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All righty, welcome back here to Gilchrist, Colorado, as we continue with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show ahead of Res Christian and the Valley Vikings today, Patriot League softball action. Football is back, though, folks. So I can tell you that on KFK here, we're going to have our first football broadcast. It'll be week two. Week one is the 9th of October. The next day, we have four softball broadcasts for you. The state softball tournament all day long on KFK. So we're going to forego the Friday night football game in order to get that state softball stuff in great form for you guys. But we will be with you the 16th Friday night for sure. Maybe that Thursday the 15th if there's something great that night. But at least by the 16th we'll have it, and we'll have the schedule out for you next week as far as football goes. All right, let's get to it. Our Players to Watch presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Having someone local that's here has never been more important. Marinda Simpson is here and ready to help you with all of your insurance needs. She's your State Farm Insurance agent for the Fort Collins and Northern Colorado area. She's been a State Farm Insurance agent since 2012, has over 15 years' experience in the insurance industry. Call her today at 970-223-8700. That is Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. The players to watch here for, let's go first to the Resurrection Christian Cougars, starts with Alexis Knapp, the sophomore, leads the club in a lot of categories. She'll be in the circle again today. So far in the circle, Alexis, two wins on the year, 4.74 earned her an average, so we'll find out how she goes today. Hitting .583, leads the club in hits with 14, six runs driven in, four extra base hits, all those are club leads. Also, you want to take a look at the senior, Eliana DiTullio, who will play shortstop today. DiTullio is the third baseman, I should say. Want to watch her. She's trying to pick it up offensively at 235 coming in, but she can flat out hit the softball. We'll find out what she looks like today. For Resurrection Christian, it's about playing defense. 69 errors in 10 games. The ERA is only 4.72 for this club, but they're giving up almost 10 runs a game. For the Valley Vikings, players to watch for Keith Grant's team will kind of look like this for Valley. Let's go first with Kaya Grant, who will be in the circle. Leads the club in RBIs with 7, with hits with 10 on this season so far, and she has been tough in the circle for a team that's trying to figure it out offensively, just batting .199, 3.5 runs a game so far for the Valley Vikings. Also look at Jordan Rudd, another senior, hitting at .258, 3 doubles, 4 extra base hits on the year, Jordan Rudd, the senior. Those are your players to watch, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. We'll come back in a moment. When we do, we'll get to our starting lineups, brought to you by Buildings by Design. Res Christian and Valley today on Preps Radio, Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Two Two in five adults think they're more likely to win the lottery than lose their home in a fire. But listen to this. Your chance of winning the lottery is one in multiple millions, while the odds of dying from fire or smoke is one in 1,500. Every 8 minutes, the Red Cross responds to disaster. Most are home fires. In Weld County, the Red Cross helped 291 people affected by home fires or other small disasters in 2019. But they can't do it alone. On Thursday, October 1st, Red Cross of Weld County, PDC Energy, and KFKA are teaming up to bring awareness to home fire disasters. We'll share stories of those helped by the Red Cross, hear from leaders throughout Weld County, and discuss ways we can prevent house fires. Help Red Cross in your own backyard by making a donation on or before Thursday, October 1st. PDC Energy, as expected, will be doing a $5,000 match. So help us meet that goal and beyond. Together, we can end home fires in Weld County. The American Red Cross name and logo and copyrighted materials are used with its permission, which in no way constitutes an endorsement, express, or implied of any product, service, company, opinion, or political position. The American Red Cross name and logo are registered trademarks owned by the American National Red Cross. For more information about the American Red Cross, please visit redcross.org.
Sunday.
Diving catch in the end zone for the touchdown.
Sunday night.
Inside the five and a touchdown.
Monday night.
Houston turns the corner, diving for the pylon touchdown.
And Thursday night.
The 10, the 5, touchdown. That's it.
You want NFL action? Then you want 1310 KFKA. All season long, KFKA is your football station. Don't miss the journey to Super Bowl 55 as we air the biggest games of the year. NFL coverage is on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA, your football station.
Mega Ranch Insurance, this is Brad.
Hi, Brad, it's Becky.
Hi, Becky, how are you?
Not so good. I got into a car accident yesterday. I was thinking of using auto collision specialists. I've heard good things about them.
Sorry, Becky, auto collision specialist isn't on the preferred list, but I can suggest you use...
Stop. There's a reason auto collision specialist isn't on the preferred list. The preferred list is made up of body shops that use aftermarket and junkyard parts, mandated by your insurance company. This could compromise the safety, quality, and resale value of your vehicle. Hi, I'm Mike, owner of Auto Collision Specialist, and we refuse to cut corners and substitute safety for profits. Our standards are simply too high to participate in these programs. Preferred list or not, don't allow your insurance company to dupe you into using their preferred shop. Your insurance policy, as well as the law, allows you to choose. Choose wisely.
Choose Auto Collision Specialists in Greeley on 6th Avenue. Call 356-8645.
Auto Collision Specialists, we'll take care.
Gotta get a better angle.
John, what are you doing?
I was in an accident yesterday. My insurance adjuster wanted me to use my smartphone to snap a couple of pictures of the damage. Then I gotta send it over to them. He said they'd write me an estimate and have the money in my account today.
Wait a minute. How could they possibly write an honest and accurate estimate from pictures?
They can't. And why would they? Hi, I'm Mike from Auto Collision Specialist. The insurance companies are at it again. This time, they're using your smartphone to rip you off. I've been in the business of repairing cars most of my life. Even with my 30 years of estimating experience, I can't write an accurate estimate from pictures. When I tell you taking pictures of the damage and sending it to your insurance company is a bad idea, you better believe it. If you've had an accident, insist that someone from the insurance company and the body shop of your choice physically examine your car. Don't let the insurance companies use your smartphone to outsmart you.
Auto Collision Specialists, we'll take care of that.
Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance, is an inside look into the world of UNC sports.
They're just a bunch of really young, hardworking kids who are looking for direction, looking for mentorship, looking to be part of a team, be part of something bigger than themselves, and win some football games.
Join me, your new voice of the Bears, Jason Alvine, as I talk to coaches, student athletes, and get all the stories surrounding things UNC sports. It's Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance, Tuesday nights 6 to 7 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back. We continue with our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. Valley Vikings, Resurrection Christian Cougars, Patriot League softball today. And let's get to our starting lineups brought to you by Buildings by Design, Northern and Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor, still gives you that all-important personal feel. Travis Lefevre, Pat Walter, man, the elite general contracting company that is Buildings by Design. Give them a call today, 970-842-5837. From inception to completion, it's Buildings by Design. Starting lineups for the Resurrection Christian Cougars, 3-7 on the year. Sat out the whole week last year due to the COVID outbreak at Res Christian High School. beat the Valley Vikings earlier this year, August 29th, beat them 7-3 in Loveland. So they'll try to repeat that here today. Last game for Rez was on the 17th against University, a 15-1 loss. They'll lead it off with Alexis Knapp, the sophomore pitcher, up in the circle today for Resurrection Christian. Lauren Morissette will bat second. The sophomore plays left field. Eliana DiTullio is the third baseman. She's a senior. Reese Strong will bat fourth at first base. She's a junior. Breet Caffey, the second baseman, is a junior. She'll bat fifth. Riley Smith in right field is a freshman. Isabel Farron will bat seventh. Isabel is a junior catcher. Riley Baines, who also kicks for the football team, is for Jeff Van Winkle's team, is in center field. She's a junior. Terrific athlete there. And Allie McGuire, a junior shortstop, bats ninth for Resurrection Christian. For the Valley Vikings, their Buildings by Design starting lineups for the Vikings, who are 2-10, I should say, in Patriot League play last week. A pair of 12-0 losses to UH and to Brush. The Vikings, as we said, dropped a 7-3 decision earlier this year to Resurrection Christian. Just three hits in the last two games for the Vikings, so they've got to figure that out a little bit. Keith Grant's team does. Two wins this year for the Vikings, both have been against Platte Valley. They'll lead it off with Jordan Rudd, a senior who plays shortstop. Bailey Segura will bat second and play center field. She's a junior. Kai Grant will be the pitcher in the circle. She's a junior. Kendall Luark, a sophomore behind the dish. She's the catcher for the Vikings. She'll hit fourth. Tanya Marquez, the third baseman, is a senior. Hallie Sherman bats sixth and plays first base. She's a junior. Sophomore Victoria Blanco is at second base, hitting seventh. Peyton Sable, the left fielder, is a freshman. She'll do some pitching as well. Brianna Mercado is in right field, and she is a freshman. That is your starting lineups for the Valley Vikings, brought to you by Buildings by Design. We're back in a moment now, and we're moving in on our Mitchell's Flooring first pitch. From countertops to almost any type of flooring you need, Mitchell's Flooring Design has been doing it since 1968. Give them a call at 970-352-7251. That's 352-7251. Or stop by on the corner of 3735th Avenue in Evans. It is Mitchell's Flooring. All right, we'll come back as we're getting set for the lineups here as the teams come out to each of the first and third base lines, and our national anthem, I'm sure, is coming up next. So we'll take a break, come back with our first pitch brought to you by Mitchell's Flooring. It's Rez Christian and Valley today on Preps Radio. Back in a moment, this time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado, Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
We don't like it, so we're getting up and going.
It's the Sportsman's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the outlets of Loveland, I-25 and Highway 34. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. The best selection of prices of firearms, both new and used, and ammunition in the state of Colorado, all in one convenient location. Our dealers buy, sell, and trade, plus $50 CCW class will be held on Saturday. Your safety is a top priority as PE Gun Shows will be practicing social distancing at the show so you can shop in confidence. For more info, visit peshows.com. Join Harsh Outdoors at the PE Gun Show September 26th and 27th at the outlets at Loveland, I-25 and Highway 34. We'll be featuring Black Rifle Coffee, Sig Sauer Air Products, Willie Pete's Chocolate, and a few of our off-road vehicles. If you can't make it to the show, come see us in Eaton, Colorado on Highway 85. Our football field-sized Sherwin store is packed full of the latest from Sig Sauer, Easy Go, Textron Off-Road, Arctic Cat, Husqvarna Power, and much more. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8 to 3. For more information, visit harshoutdoors.com.
Are you overdue for a road trip? Want to get out and enjoy those Colorado roads? The freedom and security that your vehicle provides has never been more important than now. Auto Taylor, Greeley's auto repair specialist, is there to keep your car in like-new condition. Whether it's due for needed maintenance and oil service or to correct a problem, they'll keep you road ready. A clean, modern facility, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and AAA approved, makes them a great choice. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley.
Sunday.
Diving catch in the end zone for the touchdown.
Sunday night.
Inside the 5 and a touchdown.
Monday night.
Austin turns the corner, diving for the pylon touchdown.
And Thursday night.
The 10, the 5, touchdown. That's it.
You want NFL action? Then you want 1310 KFKA.
All season long, KFKA is your football station. Don't miss the journey to Super Bowl 55 as we air the biggest games of the year. NFL coverage is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, your football station.
What makes me the most proud, honestly, is the fact that I'm out here doing this. I work in new construction. I've been a Noble employee for 10 years now. Right now I'm working on this flow line project, standing in as a construction foreman. I jumped in with 2 feet and volunteered to be the foreman and supervise this project and these crews. And we've had zero incidents while we were out here, really good safety record.
A big part of what I spend my time on has been working on COGCC regulations. The regulations really help us produce oil and gas in a safe and responsible manner.
Noble does produce one of the cleanest barrels of oil. Noble goes above and beyond on a lot of our designs. They've taken a lot of steps to try to minimize the impact as much as possible.
It's really cool to be a part of an organization that cares so much about the community and giving back.
Noble really cares about their neighbors.
We're a Noble neighbor because we take care of the land that we're producing on.
As safe as possible, as environmentally conscious as possible.
We support other community involvement is really what defines Noble Energy.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Just get ready.
No code now.
People are stressed to the max. People are done. They're done with COVID. They're done with social injustice. They're done with rioters. They're ready to get back to life.
Covering local news.
Rally attendees said the SUV drove through the crowd, traveling west, then barreled over the curb, almost hitting some rally participants.
Local issues.
Mindy McLuhan, president of the Loveland Area Chamber of Commerce.
These uptick in numbers is not coming from our business. We should not shut our businesses back down. And just to be frank about it, if you can keep Walmart open, then you can damn sure keep these small businesses open.
Local sports.
If Chassa says no, there's a lot of club teams that can still play.
And keeping up with what's current.
On this ballot, the initiative will not go after the oil industry, and the oil industry will not look to repeal some of the acts that have been filed.
No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Loveland, and Longmont, and online at 1310kfka.com.
All righty, welcome back out here to Gilchrist, Colorado. Beautiful Saturday out here, nice breeze blowing, so it is not unbelievably warm. It's actually a really nice day for softball out here, Resurrection Christian and Valley today. As we get to our Preps Radio Game of the Week, brought to you by the Williams Agency, NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. They've got the price to fit your budget. They answer the phone when you call. How about that? Give Ron or Tara a call today, 352-0336. Weekends, evenings, and holidays, they work hard so you can worry less. It's the Williams Insurance Agency. All right, Resurrection Christian Cougars. Well, didn't play all last week, of course. As up on the mound, Kaya Grant takes her warm-up tosses here for the Valley Vikings. And when you talk about the Vikings, you talk about a team that, a program that has great history. 2010, 2011 state champions were the Valley Vikings. They beat Berthoud in both of those championship games. Kevin Miles was the coach. Chris Hutton was the assistant coach. We know that name, Chris Hutton, who's now the coach over at University. Trinity Harrington, who's now the coach at Severance, was a big pitcher on those championship teams. Also, Bridget Hutton and Haley Hutton and everybody else that went into the mix to make that thing work for the Vikings. I think that was the sophomore year in 2011 when they won that second title with Trinity Harrington. And then they went to the championship the next two seasons, and Strasburg beat the Vikings in 2012 and 2013. So a little bit of history for the Vikes here. Kai Grant, 2-6, 8.12 earned run average, steps into the circle. We're set to go. Alexis Knapp, who will be her counterpart in the circle for the Resurrection Christian Cougars, takes high in the first pitch. It's a ball and no strikes. So pull up a chair and spend part of your morning and early afternoon with us here on Preps Radio. Grant set to come back. The 1-0 pitch slung up and down in the dirt. It's two balls and no strikes. Knapp so far this year, 39 and two-thirds, almost 40 innings coming in. 56 hits, 28 walks, so a bunch of traffic. Folks are hitting 284 against her. And now time in the circle here. Alexis started to go to the windup and then pulled off the rubber for a second and looking around. Now she's set to go, and I should say Kaya did that, Kaya Grant. Alexis Knapp steps back into the batter's box here. 2-0 pitch, and that's high. That's ball four, so it was a 3-0. So on four pitches, Alexis Knapp is at first on a walk. Runner on, and Lauren Morissette, the left fielder, coming up here for Resurrection Christian. Got to be tough in these COVID times to not play games when everybody else is. Res Christian had the whole week off last week. Pitch on the way. That's five straight out of the zone for the pitcher here, Kaya Grant. Eliana DiTullio, the senior third baseman, is out on deck here. Next pitch, that one missed. Six straight out of the zone. And it's two balls and no strikes here to Lauren Morissette. Res Christian beat the Valley Vikings 7-3 earlier this year in Loveland. Second meeting between the two, that's high ball three. So seven pitches all out of the zone here for Grant. That is the coach's daughter, Keith Grant, who was a longtime basketball coach here at Valley High School as well. 3-0 pitch comes back with a breaking ball, and that's in and over for strike one. Three balls, one strike. Tanya Marquez, a senior down at third base defensively for the Vikings. Jordan Rudd is the senior shortstop. Victoria Blanco, and that's ball four. So two batters, two walks here. Two on, nobody out. Blanco's at second. Hallie Sherman, the junior first baseman, left to right in the outfield for the Vikings. Peyton Sable, the freshman. Bailey Segura is the junior center fielder, and Brianna Mercado is the freshman in right field. So two freshman outfielders. Kendall Luark, a sophomore, back behind the dish. And Kai Grant trying to figure it out in the first. Two batters, two walks. And that first pitch on the way here to DiTullio is way up and out. And it's a ball and no strikes. Reese Strong out on deck here for the Cougars. Next pitch, that one bounced up, comes all the way to the backstop. Runners will move up here to second and third on the wild pitch. So second and third, nobody out here for the Cougars in the first. DiTullio on the year at 235, the senior trying to find it, her groove in the batter's box here. 2-0 pitch on the way by Grant. Big breaking ball, and that's in for a strike. Good pitch. It's two balls and a strike here to the senior third baseman. DiTullio, one extra base hit. Only eight extra base hits for both of these clubs. And that's in 10 and 12 games, respectively. So it has not been a power run by either one of these teams at the plate. Three balls and a strike as that one missed inside. A chance to load the bases here on walks in the first inning. Kai comes back, 3-1 pitch, missed up, and you've loaded him with nobody out here. And Keith Grant's going to go out and have a word here with his junior pitcher. So we'll find out what happens. Folks, I tell you what, starting to get hungry? A&W and Eaton is the place to go on Saturdays. Well, every day is the place to go. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner out there. The cod fillets are unbelievable if you want to have some fish and chips out there. Tuesdays, buy the Papa Burger Combo, get one free. That's the off-the-hook deal, no doubt about it. But they're just taking care of you. Great. And on warm days, boy, the summer drinks, forget it out there. Good stuff. A&W Eaton is the official restaurant of Preps Radio. They're right off of Highway 85 on the north end of the town of Eaton. Bases loaded here for the Resurrection Christian Cougars, and nobody out here in the first inning. And Reese Strong's going to come to the plate. Strong at 150 trying to figure it out in the batter's box here. 3-for-20. She has a double and a couple of ribbies with the bases loaded here, and they missed it outside. So Kai Grant trying to figure out her strike zone here. One ball, no strikes. Bases loaded on walks. Grant comes back, 1-0 pitch. That's fouled away at the plate. And it's a ball and a strike. Reese Caffey, take that back. Reese Strong at the plate, and Bree Caffey is out on deck, the junior here for Resurrection Christian. Well, 16 teams will make it in to the postseason. That pitch off speed and in for a strike. A ball and two strikes now for Kaya Grant. Strong set to go again. We'll talk about the conference here in a second. 1-2 pitch from Grant, and that went all the way to the backstop. Up in the air, that'll score a run on the wild pitch. And everybody moves up 60 feet. So second and third, one out, one run in. Reese Strong with a 2-2 count still up here for Resurrection Christian in the first inning. Grant set to go. 2-2 pitch inside to the backstop. That'll score another run. Coming home from third base is Morissette. And DeTullio down to third, so two runs in here in the first inning for the Cougars. Last three games of the season for the Cougars next week, but they'll have to play four because they're making up one of the two they missed last week. That's inside corner and struck her out. Good pitch by Kaya Grant with a breaking ball that caught the inside corner. One gone, and Bree Caffey, the junior second baseman, will check in. Grant back to the plate and hit her in on the left thigh that time. So bases go first and third again here. And with one out, Riley Smith, the freshman right fielder, is going to come to the plate here. So another chance here for Res Christian to add to the scorecard in the first. A couple of runs already. Three walks and a hit batter here in the first inning. No hits for the Cougars. Runner goes. Throw down to second base is going to be not in time, up under the tag. Close tag play at second base. That was a good throw by Kendall Luark, the sophomore catcher. Put it right on the dime at second base. Caffey was up under the tag. So second and third and one out. Riley Smith fouls that one away at the plate. No balls, two strikes now. Isabel Farron, the junior catcher, is out on deck here. We were talking about the conference. 16 teams get to go. Right now, Lions is the number one RPI. How about the Lions? That pitch missed up. It's a ball and two strikes. Beat the Reds, the Eaton Reds, twice. So you got to make Lions a formidable team in the postseason. This one popped up down the right field line. It'll go foul. And it'll continue to be a ball and two strikes here to Riley Smith. But the Lions is the one RPI right now. Eaton is the four. University is the six. Remember, softball, you're going to take the winner of the conference. They're an automatic bid. Doesn't mean they automatically get a home game or a, we're all going to be at the Aurora Sports Complex anyway for one Saturday. But doesn't mean you automatically get in that top eight if you win your conference. This one's poked to center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. In comes the runner from third. Everybody moves up, and it's a 3-0 ball game on the first Res Christian hit of the day, an RBI single from Riley Smith. Caffey goes to third. Runners at the corners, 3-0 Res here in the first. But even if you take the seven teams that get in, pitch to the backstop, runner's going to go to the plate. Here's the throw, and they don't get her. Runner in from third on the passed ball this time. And the other runner to second. So it's a 4-0 score for Res Christian here in the first. Kind of an ugly inning here for the Valley Vikings on their home field. But let's just say Lions is the winner of the conference. You got Eaton and University who figure in, number 4 and number 6. Strasburg's number 11 in the RPI. That's in for a strike. So all those figure. Sterling is 16, Brush is 17. Those are maybes right now. You could have as many as six Patriot League teams in the field of 16. That's fouled back. And it's a ball and two strikes now to Isabel Farron, the junior catcher. Four Cougar runs here in the top of the first inning. Three walks, a hit batter, and a base hit by Riley Smith. Next pitch fouled away at the plate. And it's still a ball and two strikes. Pretty good pitching this year for the Resurrection Christian Cougars, a 4.72 earned run average. But they're giving up 9.5 runs a game. That one fouled away at the plate again. A ball and two strikes. The difference is the defense. 69 errors in 10 games, almost 7 errors a game. Pitch on the way, slow ground ball left of the mound. Grant will pick it up, throw to first in time for the out. And there are two away. So two gone on the first. Riley Smith, the runner who was at second, moves to third. And Riley Baines, the junior center fielder, will come to the plate. Riley's the kicker on the football team. There's a breaking ball inside corner for a strike. No balls, one strike here. Two outs, top of the first, 4-0 Rez. Cougars four runs on a single hit here in the inning. Next pitch waved at and missed. Grant that time with a breaking pitch. That's been her go-to here in the inning is that that curveball. No balls, two strikes. See if she comes with that again. Kaya comes back, 0-2 pitch. Ground ball hit to second base. That's going to be Blanco. The sophomore will throw her out at first. Eight hitters come to bat in the first inning for Rez Christian. Four of them score. We will head to the bottom of the first inning here at Valley High School. It's Rez 4. The Vikes are coming up. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado, Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing blood flow restriction therapy. Blood flow restriction therapy assists with decreased immediate post-operative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we go to the bottom of the first inning out here at Valley High School. Alexis Knapp, the sophomore for Rez Christian, goes into the circle here as we continue with our Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give Ron or Tara a call today, 352-0336. For a quote to fit your budget at the Williams Insurance Agency, they work hard so you can worry less. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for joining us out here in Gilchrist from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez out in beautiful Kersey, not too far from where we are today. 616-2451, anything you need in the irrigation line. It is Alliance Irrigation. First pitch, fouled away off to the right and out of play. Alexis Knapp, the sophomore. Two wins, a 4.74 earned run average, 41 in the third innings, 54 hits, 21 walks, 77 Ks. She throws hard. Next pitch on the way, nice soft speed pitch, just missed. It's a ball and a strike here. Jordan Rudd, then Bailey Segura, Kaya Grant, 1-2-3 for the Vikes here in the first. Four runs put on the board for Melanie Miller's club, even though she's not here today. Pitch on the way, fastball just missed inside again. Two balls and a strike here. That's a good pitch. Didn't miss a bunch there. Knapp is just a sophomore in a circle, so you love the look of her and what she could do in the next couple of years. Pitch here, ground, hard hit ground ball through the wickets of Allie McGuire, the senior shortstop, and threw into left field. It'll be an E6. It was hit hard, but right at the shortstop, and it went right underneath the glove. So runner at first, and Bailey Segura, the junior center fielder, will come to the plate here for the Vikes. Segura on the year at 250. Three hits, 12 at-bats, an RBI. Stands in now, looks as if to bunt, and does, and fouls it away. It's no balls and a strike here. No balls and one strike to Bailey Segura, the junior center fielder. Not much going on in other games today. And runner going all the way to third on a bad throw. That goes into left field, and they'll have to back it up. So Jordan Rudd's all the way to third base here. 3A Patriot League today. The Eaton Reds 10-2 on the air go to Sterling. Sterling is 7-5. University, Chris Hutton's team, 10-2 on the air goes to Strasburg, 7-5. Strasburg just doesn't look like they're the Indians of old this year. Lions, that's the team that's kind of replaced them. This one fouled away right side. Now the number one overall RPI team. Lions are 8-3, and they go to Platte Valley today. It was 0-12. No balls, two strikes here to Segura. Back to the plate. Knapp's pitch off the glove of the catcher. That'll score a run. So Rudd from third, and it's a 4-1 ball game. So sloppy first inning. Two teams that really are trying to find each other or find themselves offensively. Vikings are hitting 199 as a team. Rez is hitting 267. That one fouled away at the plate. So two balls, two strikes, 4-1 ball game. Resurrection Christian, four runs on a hit in the first. The Vikings have a run without a hit. And the second batter of the ball game in Segura is at the plate. 2-2 pitch waved at and missed, and down she goes. Good fastball. So one gone, and Kai Grant will come to the plate here. Tough first inning in the circle for Kaya with, three walks and a hit batter and a base hit. She'll step in right now and ready to go, the junior. And the pitch on the way is hit to center field, coming up in a hurry. That's going to drop in front of her for a base hit. Baines to pick it up, but Grant's got a base hit. The first Valley hit of the ballgame is a single to center field by Kaya Grant. One on, one out, and Kendall Luark, the sophomore catcher, will come to the plate here. Four A games today on the local schedule, at least in northern Colorado. Holy Family, 10-2 on the air, goes to Skyline. Skyline is 6-5. Longmont, 5-6 at Silver Creek. And the only 5A game, Rocky Mountain Lobos today, go to Monarch. Lobos are 7-5. Monarch is 2-10 on the year. Pitch to the plate is swung on and missed. Grant will steal second. So Grant to second with one out. No balls and a strike to Luark here. Defensively for Resurrection Christian, Eliana DeTullio is down at third. Allie McGuire is a senior shortstop. Bree Caffey's at second. Reese Strong is at first. That pitch sailed up and inside. And it's a ball and a strike here. Lauren Morissette, Riley Baines, and Riley Smith left to right in the outfield. Isabel Farron is the catcher. And Alexis Knapp, the hard-throwing Alexis Knapp in the circle. 1-1 pitch, and that one fouled away at the plate. So you're a ball and two strikes now. One out and one on here in the first inning. 4-1, Resurrection Christian has the lead. Next pitch on the way, off speed, pulled the trigger and struck her out. Good pitch. Two gone in the second. It'll bring up Tanya Marquez, the third baseman. Need to get your car taken care of. Got all those trips lined up that you want to take, folks. Do like I do and take your car to AMCO of Fort Collins. Don Scott and his great staff, they'll keep your car going, keep your family safe on the road. It's what they do. Give them a call at 226-4477. It is AMCO of Fort Collins putting the care back into car care. Fastball outside corner for a strike. No balls, one strike. Love the guys at AMCO Fort Collins, too. Don Scott, Lance, Patrick, and all the guys down there treat you like gold. Pitch bounced up there. That one got away. Runner to third. So Grant to third with two outs here. An error, a single, a couple of strikeouts has produced a run for the Vikings, but they're down 4-1 here in the first. Marquez waits for the pitch. Knapp deals fastball in there, strike two at the knees. It's a ball and two strikes. We've told you about the 77 Ks for Alexis Knapp so far this year. That's in 41 and a third, so almost two strikeouts an inning. And she has two this inning. Pitch on the way, slow ground ball to first. Backhanded there by Reese Strong. She'll go to the bag, and that's it. Inning has come to an end. One run on one hit. It's an unearned run for the Bikes. We've gone through one inning in Gilchrist. It's Rez 4, Valley 1. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just the smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, let's move along to the second inning out here in Gilchrist. 4-1 Resurrection Christian in front. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Mitchell's Flooring, our great first pitch sponsor. From countertops to almost any type of flooring you need, Mitchell's Flooring and Design have been doing it since 1968. Give them a call at 352-7251 or stop by on the corner of 37th and 35th Avenue in Evans. It is Mitchell's Flooring. Second inning, first pitch of the inning to the number 9 hitter, Allie McGuire. She's a shortstop and a junior. Kai Grant's first pitch was in for a strike, another curveball, strike two. No balls and two strikes. She loves to live, as I've seen so far, on that breaking pitch. No balls, two strikes here. Grant comes back, another one up in the zone there, ball and two strikes. Cougars, three walks, a hit batter, and a base hit in the first inning produced four runs. That one waved at and missed, and down she goes. So one gone here in the second inning. Alexis Knapp, the sophomore pitcher, will come to the plate here. Knapp, a nice job in her first inning in the circle. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out. One base hit. There was an error and an unearned run. 4-1 for Resurrection Christian here in the second inning. They won 7-3 on August 29th against this same Valley team in Loveland. Off speed, and that one fouled away. And it's no balls and a strike here. Knapp at the plate right here came in at 583. That is certainly the best average on the team. Leads the club in hits with 14. And RBIs with 6. That one missed away. So one ball, one strike. One out here in the second inning. Grant set to go again. Spinner inside. Missed it. Didn't come back over the inside of the plate. And it's two balls and one strike here. Grant back in the pitch. Popped up left side. Foul grounds. Coming over is a threesome of players, but it's going to fall outside the fence and foul grounds. And so the count will go two balls and two strikes here to Alexis Knapp. 4-1 up on our Gould Parts scoreboard. Any part you need, Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, a place to go. 454-3355. Truck parts, car parts, big machine parts, they make it all for you. Off speed is up in the zone, so three balls, two strikes. Grant's got full here to Knapp, who walked in the first inning and now trying to get aboard here in the second as well. Kai comes back, waved at and missed. She chased the off-speed pitch up in the zone and struck her out. So two gone. Much better inning for Kai Grant here. First two batters have whiffed. Here's Lauren Morissette, who walked and scored in the first. Here she is in the second inning now. Next week we'll have our last two regular season broadcasts of the season. The Loveland Indians on Thursday will take on Fossil Ridge. Dave Phillip and his crowd. Mike Felton, the coach of Loveland. They'll get together for a little FRL 5A action on Thursday at 4:15. And then we'll end out the regular season broadcast Saturday, a week from today, in Kersey. The Platte Valley Broncos are yet to win a game this year with the youngest team I've ever seen. And they get the University Bulldogs on the final day of the regular season. All right, three balls, no strikes here to Morissette. After the first two, Rez Cougars struck out here in the inning. It's ball four. So Morissette's down to first, one on, two out. And Eliana DiTullio, the senior third baseman, will come to the plate here. Cougars have not played a game since the 17th. Ground ball to third here. Marquez across to first. That's a good play. So Tanya Marquez, the senior third baseman, with a good play there. And it is a good inning for Kaya Grant, no question about it. A couple of Ks and a ground out, just a walk and a runner left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Resurrection Christian 4 and Valley 1. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one member FDIC. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
You're in for a real treat at A&W. New real fruit shakes and sundaes. Choose from pineapple, strawberry, or blackberry. Try one now. It might be the cherry on the top of your day. Only at your local A&W in Eaton. That's right. A&W in Eaton will keep you cool all summer long with delicious treats and drinks. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make your way to A&W in Eaton on Highway 85, just north of downtown. A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All righty, welcome back here to beautiful Gilcrest, Colorado Valley High School today as we get to the bottom of the second inning. And Alexis Knapp will deal with Hallie Sherman, Victoria Blanco, and Peyton Sabolt. 6, 7, and 8 in Keith Grant's lineup here. Vikings 4-20 last year, did not win a Patriot League game, 0-14. So at least they can say that. Their two wins this year were at the expense of the Platte Valley Broncos, who are yet to win a game this season. Keith Grant having a word with the home plate umpire right now about what? We have no idea. Laughing about it. Oh, they were getting some repair on Isabel Farron's gear, the catcher for Rez Christian, but she's set to go now. All right, the umpire's writing something down. Is that a book he's writing? What is he doing out there? He's been writing like a poet, but and don't know it. All right, Sherman's going to jump in there, and we'll get going here. I think we're going to get going at some point. We'll find out what that looks like. Folks getting hungry, the place to go after the ball game, of course, is A&W in Eaton. Fridays, of course, free Mug Friday. Like them, tag them. That was yesterday. Get up on their Facebook page. You got a chance to win a free A&W mug. Fill that up with that root beer, a couple of shots of ice cream, and you got the best root beer float in the business. First pitch fouled away to Hallie Sherman here. It's no balls and a strike. Alexis Knapp, the sophomore, trying to win her third of the year, 4.74 ERA. She's done pretty well this year. 77 Ks, now make it 79 strikeouts in 42 and a third innings with the two Ks in the first. Comes back there. That one bounced up in the dirt, and it's a ball and a strike. DiTullio, McGuire, left side of the infield. It's Caffey and Strong in the right field. Morissette, Baines, and Smith left to right on the outfield. Isabel Farron's the junior catcher. And Alexis Knapp, the sophomore, deals, and the pitch is hit into center field. That's a base hit. Over to pick it up, and she couldn't make the play. It was Baines. This one's going to go through to the fence. Runner around second, heading for third, and that's a triple. Hallie Sherman into third with a three-bagger here. So runner at third, nobody out for the Vikings here in the bottom of the second inning. And Victoria Blanco will come to the plate, the sophomore second baseman. Blanco came in hitting .087. She was just 2 for 25 so far. Here's the pitch, bunted and fouled at the plate. So the sophomore trying to get it going offensively here. Peyton Saybolt is out on deck. And now they've come out to talk to the catcher. She took a bad foul tip on that play, so we're going to find out if she's okay right here. Thanks to one of our great sponsors, Buildings by Design, Northern and Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor. Still gives you that all-important personal feel. Travis LaFever, Pat Walterman, the elite general contracting company that is Buildings by Design. Give them a call at 970-842-5837. From inception to completion, it is Buildings by Design. All right, Blanco set to go here. No balls and a strike. Pitch on the way, bunted foul again, 0-2. Resurrection Christian catcher Isabel Farron looks like she's okay. So no balls, two strikes. Runner at third, nobody out here. Bottom of the second, 4-1. Vikings trail by three, but they're trying to make it a two-run game here with their runner at third. Pitch on the way. That's way high to the backstop. That'll score the run. So the run is in on a wild pitch. Blanco with a 1-2 count now waits. Nobody on base. 4-2 ball game. Here's the look in the pitch. That one bounced up there into the backstop again. And the count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes here. Vikings with a couple of hits in the ball game here. The single by Kai Grant in the first. The triple by Hallie Sherman here in the inning. That's up in the zone. 3-2. That comes when they've only had 3 hits in the last 2 games combined. Both 12-0 losses against University and against Brush, a couple of top 10 teams. 3-2 pitch to the plate. Again, fouled away. She stays alive by knocking that one to the backstop, and it stays 3 balls and 2 strikes here. Two runs, 2 hits for the Valley Vikings. 3 runs on 1 hit for the Resurrection Christian Cougars. Fastball inside corner, struck her out. That is your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. Northern Colorado Credit Union between now and the 15th of October trying to send you and a friend to Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, 2 nights hotel accommodations from Northern Colorado Credit Union for you and a guest when you finance your auto purchase at Northern Colorado Credit Union between now and the 15th. Get in and win that trip. Peyton Saybolt, the freshman left fielder, going to stand in here. A ball and no strikes to her. 4-2. The lead is Rez. Swing and a miss. Chased an outside pitch there, and it's a ball and a strike. All right, set to go again. Alexis Knapp, the sophomore, in the circle, deals. Little liner foul over towards the Rez dugout, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. You look at the Patriot League, as we were talking about before, just a pair of 2 lost teams. That's Eaton and University. Lions has lost 3, but they are the 1 RPI team. That'll sort itself out. Sterling and Strasburg have lost 5. They're 4th and 5th. That pitch missed. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Brianna Mercado, the freshman right fielder, is out on deck. Starting to warm up a little bit out here. Still got that breeze going, though. Knapp set to go again. Comes back. That one waved at and missed, and down she goes. Fourth strikeout for Knapp. Gives her 81 Ks on the year. And Brianna Mercado, the freshman right fielder, will come to the plate here. So the Vikings trying to pick up another run here, down 4-2 in the ballgame. Knapp deals the pitch, half swing, and it's a strike. Mercado chasing an off-speed pitch that time. Mercado at 182, a couple of hits and 11 at-bats this year. Here's the 0-1 pitch, missed down low. Little inside as well. It's a ball and a strike. Well, football's coming, folks. We're going to have it for you here in the fall, but it's going to be a little bit yet. Our first broadcast will be on Friday night, the 16th, it looks like. Pitch there, swing and a miss behind the fastball. It's a ball and two strikes. Jordan Rudd, the leadoff hitter, the senior shortstop, is out on deck here for the Vikings. Vikings trying to even the series for the year. Rez beat them 7-3 on the 29th of August in Loveland. Pitch is a liner foul outside first base. And the count remains a ball and two strikes now to Brianna Mercado. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. 4-2, Resurrection Christian has the advantage. One ball, two strikes. Alexis Knapp, the sophomore, looking for his third win of the year. Looks in to get a sign, set to go now. 1-2 pitch, fastball popped up. Right side, first baseman Reese Strong over near the dugout. Not going to get there. It's in foul grounds. So it remains a ball and two strikes. Well, this is a cool thing, folks. And it's coming up on Thursday. This coming Thursday, we'll be teaming up with Red Cross of Weld County and PDC Energy to bring awareness to house fires in Weld County all day long from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll have local shows, and certainly from Red Cross of Weld County have some great interviews with their folks on here and a chance for you guys to donate. So donate to Red Cross of Weld County coming up this coming Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here on KFKA. Pitch all the way to the backstop there, and it's three balls and two strikes. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. 4-2 game, Rez has the advantage. Mercado back in now, and Alexis Knapp's going to take time to manicure in front of the rubber in the circle there. You know, pitchers have their own way of landing out there, and if there's been a hole that's developed that's not in your liking, you have to kind of do your own work. That one waved at a miss, and she struck out the side. So a triple to lead it off. She eventually scores, Hallie Sherman does. But three straight Ks after that. We've gone two innings in Gilchrist. It's Rez 4, Valley 2. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Well, let's go to the third inning out here in Gilchrist. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. And, folks, they do it all, the Williams Insurance Agency. And they answer the phone. That's the coolest thing. Give them a call, 352-0336. It's a personal touch. Ron Otero will absolutely help you out. They've got you covered in home, life, health, commercial insurance, renters, motorcycle, boats, RVs. They welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. They've seen almost everything, so they cover almost everything. Pitch on the way, and that is a hit batter. Reese Strong, who starts it off here in the third inning, is hit by the pitch. She goes to first, so Rez here in the third going to try to lengthen the lead. They lead 4-2 right now. Second hit batter for Kai Grant today. One, two, three walks, four walks, two hit batters. Six batters on base without a hit today. And that hit, did that hit her again? It did. Next pitch to Caffey, hit her back-to-back hit batters. There's two on, nobody out. Caffey's been up twice, been hit twice. So Riley Smith will come to the plate now. Two on, nobody out. here in the third inning for Resurrection Christian. Isabel Farron, the junior catcher, will walk out on deck here. Pitch on the way and a breaking pitch. The spinner missed outside, and it's a ball and no strikes. Smith has the only Resurrection Christian hit of the ballgame, a base hit in the first inning, an RBI single. That pitch on the outside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike. One and one. Kai Grant set to go again. Next pitch, slow ground ball foul outside the bag at third. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes here. Two on, nobody out for Rez in the third. 4-2. Cougar advantage. Trying to beat the Valley Vikings for the second time this year. Beat them 7-3 back in August. Pitch there is hit to short and over the shortstop's head. Jordan Rudd up in the air and couldn't snag it. And the bases are loaded. So Riley Smith gets her second hit of the ballgame. Base is loaded here, and Isabel Farron, the junior catcher, is going to come up. So a chance for Rez to pad their lead here, leading 4-2 in the ballgame. Grant set to go, pitch on the way, and a breaking pitch is in for a strike. Inside corner, it's no balls and one strike. Riley Baines is out on deck. Farron bounced out to the pitcher her first time. Here's the 0-1 pitch, another breaking pitch missed inside, and that's a ball and a strike. Bases loaded, nobody out in the third for the Cougs. Set to go again, and the pitch pop foul right side. First baseman coming over, that's a good play. Hallie Sherman, the junior, comes over and puts it away in foul grounds right in front of the Viking dugout. So one gone here in the third inning, and Riley Baines, the junior center fielder, will come to the plate here for the Resurrection Christian Cougars. And that pitch waved at and missed. No balls and one strike. Four runs in the first for Rez, a run in the first, a run in the second for the Vikes. Pitch here, that one got behind the catcher, but not able to get home from third there is Reese Strong, not far enough away from the plate. No balls, two strikes here. That breaking pitch just kind of tied up Kendall Luark, the sophomore receiver back behind the dish. Here's the 0-2 fastball, that's to the backstop, runner coming. Here's the click to the plate, the play at the plate, up under the tag, and the runner's safe. Reese Strong scores in the wild pitch. So the Cougars have scored five runs in the ballgame, only one via a hit. Runners are at second and third with one out. It's 5-2, Rez. And Riley Baines, he is going to come to the plate here. Swing and a miss, or get back in, and she just struck out. So two gone. Allie McGuire will come to the plate here. McGuire, a junior shortstop, struck out her first time. So second and third, she's going to try to get him in here. Pitch up in the zone. It's a ball and no strikes. Top of the third inning in Gilchrist. 5-2, Resurrection Christian over the Valley Vikings. Grant set to go again. Pitch fouled away at the plate, and it's a ball and a strike. So one ball, one strike. Five runs, two hits for Resurrection Christian. Two runs, two hits for the Vikings. Ground ball to shortstop. Going to be a throw over to first in time for the out, and they leave a couple. But they do get one, Rez does in the inning. We'll head to the bottom of the third. It's Rez 5, Valley 2. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers.
Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, bottom of the third inning, 5-2 Resurrection Christian over the Valley Vikings here. Trying to go for the sweep against the Vikes this year. In the third inning, they'll get Jordan Rudd, Bailey Segura, and Kai Grant, 1-2-3. Top of the order here for the Vikes. We'll see what they can do here in the home half of the third inning. Don't forget, when we're done with the ball game today, folks, it's the Alt Feed Mill post-game show. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. You can catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Number to call for all your feed mill equipment, supplies, and, of course, the great service that provides, 834-2132. That's 834-2132. It's Alt Feed Mill. All right, last of the third inning here. Jordan Rudd, who was aboard on an error her first time, hit a hard ground ball at Allie McGuire at shortstop, and it went right between the wickets. Pitch on the way is bounced up there, ball and no strikes. Same defensive lineup for the Cougs. DeTullio, McGuire, left side of the infield, Caffey and Strong on the right side. Morissette, Baines, and Smith in the outfield. Isabel Farron's the catcher, and here's the pitch from Knapp. Right at the letters for a strike. One ball, one strike. Jordan Rudd at 258 coming into the ballgame, so right around 250 now. Pitch off speed out in front and did get a piece, and it's a ball and two strikes. So 1-2 to Jordan Rudd. Rudd, three doubles on the year, has the only home run of the season for the Vikings. Knapp comes back, 1-2 pitch inside corner, struck her out. That is four Ks in a row for Alexis Knapp. Got the last three hitters of the second inning and now the opener here in the third, and Bailey Segura is going to check in. That's six strikeouts now. Give her 83 Ks for the year. So one gone, and Segura steps in. She was one of the strikeout victims in the first inning. Knapp deals, and that one fouled right back into the catcher's glove of Isabel Farron, and it's no balls and one strike. No balls, one strike, one out, last of the third inning, 5-2 Rez. Pitch, breaking ball is in on the inside corner, strike two. That was a beauty. No balls and two strikes. Kaya Grant would love to help her own cause, is out on deck. O-2 pitch, and that one sails high off the catcher's glove to the backstop. All right, one ball, two strikes. Segura back in now. Here's Knapp with the 1-2 pitch, and the sophomore, did she get her? Ball knocked away. Catcher dropped it. Throw down to first is in time. That's a strikeout. That is five straight Ks now for Alexis Knapp. She is rolling. Well, the Big E's chiming in today. Eric Sampson just gave us a little nugget and says the Rez Christian coach went to Loveland High School. Played at Loveland over there. That's Melanie Miller, who's not here today. She's out still on lockdown from COVID. One ball, no strikes here to Kai Grant. Knapp set to go again and bounces it up there, and it's a ball and a strike. Home of the Valley Vikings here. All three fields right here. The baseball field that Steve Kistler and his group play on are right behind us, and then the football field just to the side of that. Here's the 2-0 inside corner for a strike. Two balls and a strike here. 2-1 to Kaya Grant. Lexi Knapp, two wins on the year and a 4.74 ERA. She's pitched well. She's trying to get her third win of the year here in this ultra-tough Patriot League. Pitch on the way and a fastball there in for a strike. And the count, I think it's 2-2. It says 3-1 up on the scoreboard, but they'll fix that. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the last of the third inning. Grant steps back into the batter's box here. Knapp, who throws extremely hard, set to go again. Lexi deals and missed it up in a zone. It said 3-2. That's not right. Or she'd be on first, and she's going nowhere right now. Now it's full. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2. Comes back, and his pitch fouled away against the screen again. Seven strikeouts. Seven of the eight outs have been K's so far for Alexis Knapp. Set to go again. 3-2 payoff pitch. Fouled away again, right side, and that will go out of play. Well, if you're thinking about college football scores, Oklahoma leading Kansas State. Middle of the third quarter there, 21-7. Florida Gators leading Ole Miss 28-14. That is at halftime. Also at halftime, Auburn a one-point lead over Kentucky 8-7. Slow ground ball to third base here. DeTullio to first, and she airmailed that one. And on at first base, it'll be a E5 here. So Grant's down at first. And Kendall Luark will come to the plate here for the Vikings. Inning not over yet for Keith Grant's club. Runner on at first and down 5-2 here in the third inning. You got Luark and then Tanya Marquez, the third baseman, is out on deck. Pitch to the plate, fastball hit foul, and Marquez had to do a dance in the on-deck circle there to avoid that one. She was moving quickly over there. Luark struck out her first time. Kendall digs in, no balls and a strike here. Runner down at first, two outs, third inning, 5-2 Rez. That one all the way to the backstop. Runner will go to second. So Knapp that time, just actually bowling for dollars that time, just threw a ground ball at the plate. Luark trying to keep the inning going with a base hit right here could make it 5-3. All right, Luark back in. Pitch on the way to her. Waved at and missed. It's a ball and two strikes. Don't forget, when we're done, the Alt Feed Mill postgame show will have a CRP 4x4 player of the game. CRP 4x4 truck outfitters ready to get you riding in style. Whether you drive a slug bug or a pickup truck, they've got your accessories to make your vehicle your very own. Ball in the dirt, throw down to third as the runner goes, and threw that into left field. But the left fielder is backing it up, so to third base goes Grant. Still two outs. 2-2 count at the plate to Luark. Go online at crp4x4.com or give them a call, 351-8603. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, your vehicle your way. Inside pitch got away, runner coming. Here's the throw, and she's going to score. Grant is in to score here. And without a hit, the Valley Vikings have scored a run here in the third. It is the second unearned run of the ball game against Alexis Knapp here. 3-2 pitch to the plate. That one fouled away off to the right and out of play. Give us time to identify our stations out there. This is 1310 KFK Preps Radio.
You're listening to Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. Greeley, Loveland, and Longmont. And online at 1310KFKA.com.
3-2 to Kendall Luark, trying to keep the inning going here. Knapp deals, pitch is low, ball four. She does extend the inning. runner on at first, and Tanya Marquez, the senior third baseman, will come to the plate here. And now courtesy runner here for Kendall Luark, the catcher. And it is going to be who? It's going to be Trinity Getman, the freshman, who will come out and run for the Vikings here. So one on, two out, third inning, 5-3 softball game here. Rez four in the first and one in the third. Valley a run in each frame here. Looking to pitch, and that one sails down low. Got away from the catcher, Farron, and the runner goes to second. So Luark to second with two outs here. Florida has scored again, so they lead Ole Miss 35-14. UCF's rolling East Carolina 27-7 in that ballgame. Here's a ground ball to third. Stab there by DiTullio. Throw to first is not in time. Nah, give her a hit on that one. That was a tough play. So runners go to first and third with two outs here, and the Vikings still doing some damage at the plate. And Hallie Sherman, who tripled her first time, comes to the plate. Big chance here. Georgia Southern and Louisiana even at 7, and the other score, Pittsburgh, 20-17 lead. Popped up right side, going to be dropped. The first baseman and the second baseman, Bree Caffey and Ree Strong, came together and knocked it out of each other's hands, and it is an E4. Well, E3 or 4, you figure out what you want to put on that. The run is in. Boy, those are plays you just have to make and get out of the inning. And Rez and Alexis Knapp are still out there. Two in the inning. It's a 5-4 ball game. And Victoria Blanco fouls this one away. No balls into strike. Blanco struck out her first time. Two errors, a walk, and a single in the inning. And the Vikings have extended the inning to make it 5-4. Knapp set to go again, comes back, and the pitch fouled away against the screen. So no balls and two strikes here. Two outs, bottom of the third inning. Blanco set to go again. The sophomore digs in. Knapp deals, sophomore to sophomore. Ground ball back to the box. Good play by Alexis Knapp. And she throws her out at first base. We'll go to the fourth in Gilchrist. It's a 5-4 ball game now as the Vikings get a pair. It is Rez leading 5-4. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado. Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing blood flow restriction therapy. Blood flow restriction therapy assists with decreased immediate postoperative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Prep sports on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Fourth inning of play out here in Gilchrist, Colorado Valley High School today. Resurrection Christian Cougars, the Valley Vikings, Patriot League softball action for you on Preps Radio. Our game of the week brought to you, of course, by the Williams Agency. Ron and Tara down there to take your call right now, 352-0336. Auto, home, life, health, commercial, they do it all, folks. Renters, motorcycle, boats, RVs. They welcome DUIs, first-time buyers. They've seen almost everything, so they cover just about everything. 352-0336. It's the Williams Insurance Agency. All right, in the fourth inning, the Cougars are going to have top of the order. Alexis Knapp, then Lauren Morissette, and Eliana DiTullio, 1, 2, and 3 in the order. Rez got the early lead, 4 runs in the top of the first inning. They got it on 1 hit. 3 walks, a hit batter, and a single in the first inning produced 4 runs for Rez. They've scored 5 runs in the ballgame, only 1 by RBI. But still hold a 5-4 advantage here over the Vikings. Fourth inning. And Kai Grant set to go again. And the pitch has hit the left field. The wind's going to hold this one up. Boy, that ball was hit well, but right into the teeth of the wind. And Peyton Sabolt, the freshman, played it well in left field, and there's one away. So Knapp drills that one on it. If the wind's blowing out on a day like today, that's gone. Maybe even if it's not blowing at all, it could be out of here. But that was cut down immediately by that wind coming directly in from left field. Lauren Morissette, the sophomore left fielder, stands in, and the breaker pitch missed outside, and it's a ball and no strikes. Well, if you're a sports fan, folks, there's no other place to go than KFK, of course. That one missed outside. 8-hour sports block every single day on KFK, and then don't forget, well, the 8-hour sports block, that is good stuff. Starts at 9 a.m. after Mornings with Gale. We get to the Dan Patrick Show from 9 to noon, and then, of course, the CBA award-winning number one show in the state, the Hull Show, Brady Hull. And Colfax and Company get you through from 12 to 2, and then from 2 to 5, it's Colin Coward. 8 hours of sports. And then don't forget, it's your place for NFL football, of course, too. Anything the NFL's got on, we got. Both games on Sunday, then the Sunday night game, of course. Thursday night game, the Monday night game, it's all there for you. Swing and a miss, Morissette's out on strikes. Two gone in the top of the fourth inning, and Ellie DiTullio will come to the plate here. A board and a walk, scored in the first inning, and then bounced to third in the second. All right, DiTullio stands in, Grant set to go, pitch on the way, it's roped. Center field on the move, and right there to make the grab is Bailey Segura. It was hit well, but right at the Valley center fielder. No runs, no hits, no errors. For the first time today, Kai Grant sets down the Cougars in order. Bottom of the fourth inning, Rez 5, Vikings 4. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado and Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
2 in 5 adults think they're more likely to win the lottery than lose their home in a fire. But listen to this. Your chance of winning the lottery is 1 in multiple millions, while the odds of dying from fire or smoke is 1 in 1,500. Every 8 minutes, the Red Cross responds to disaster. Most are home fires. In Weld County, the Red Cross helped 291 people affected by home fires or other small disasters in 2019. But they can't do it alone. On Thursday, October 1st, Red Cross of Weld County, PDC Energy, and KFKA are teaming up to bring awareness to home fire disasters. We'll share stories of those helped by the Red Cross, hear from leaders throughout Weld County, and discuss ways we can prevent house fires. Help Red Cross in your own backyard by making a donation on or before Thursday, October 1st. PDC Energy, as expected, will be doing a $5,000 match. So help us meet that goal and beyond. Together, we can end home fires in Weld County. The American Red Cross name and logo and copyrighted materials are used with its permission, which in no way constitutes an endorsement, express, or implied of any product, service, company, opinion, or political position. The American Red Cross name and logo are registered trademarks owned by the American National Red Cross. For more information about the American Red Cross, please visit redcross.org.
Prep softball is on 1310 KFKA.
All right, bottom half of the fourth inning here at in Gilchrist at Valley High School. Hang on one sec. All right, there is a change. Umpire came over and let me know that for Resurrection Christian, there is a defensive change. Isabel Farron has gone out of the ballgame here. We didn't have a change on the hill, did we? No, we still have Alexis Knapp in there. But Isabel Farron, the junior, is out and into the ballgame for Res Christian. Is Olivia Ellis, the sophomore, back behind the plate. So Olivia Ellis, pencil her into the ballgame here. In the bottom of the fourth inning, 5-4. Vikings trail by a run, but they have fought their way back in. Rez put up 4 in the top of the first inning. Valley's been battling back the whole way, and they're almost there. Here's the pitch, foul ball to plate, chop foul that time. And it's a ball and a strike. It'll be Peyton Sabolt. Brianna Mercado and Jordan Reed, 8, 9, and 1 for the Vikings here in the fourth. Keith Grant's team trying to win their third of the year. Knapp deals, and that one reached for and fouled away at the plate again. And it is one ball, two strikes now to Peyton Sabolt. Sabolt struck out her first time at the plate. Hitting a .150, 3-for-20 coming in. A couple of runs batted in for the freshman this year. Next one bounced up there, and it's two balls and two strikes. Five runs on two hits for the Resurrection Christian Cougars. Four runs on three hits for the Vikings. That is your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. Two great locations in Greeley and Bertha to serve you. Northern Colorado Credit Union, people-minded, member-focused. That one fouled away again at the plate. So Sabolt at two balls and two strikes. Good at bat for her. She's had six pitches already in this run. We saw last inning when Isabel Farron got banged up behind the plate. She finished the inning, but then did not come out here in the defensive half of the fourth inning for Rez. That pitch missed. Three balls, two strikes. Terrific at bat for the freshman, Peyton Sable. Lexi Knapp set to go again. Kicks and deals. 3-2 pitch, and that one's fouled away again. Eight pitches on the at bat here for Sable. Three balls and two strikes, and they'll usher in a new softball to the ballgame, which seems like a big deal right now. Did we run out of them? There's one. Back in the circle for Alexis Knapp. Well, when you're talking about pitching for Resurrection Christian, it is the Alexis Knapp show. 49 total innings, and she's gone 44 and a third, and she just struck out Sable. So a good battle at the plate that time between Knapp and Sabolt, but the sophomore gets the freshman one away, and Brianna Mercado, the freshman right fielder, will come to the plate here. One out in the fourth inning, 5-4 ball game. It is Rez in front by one, and that one missed down low. It's a ball and no strikes. Set to go again as Alexis Knapp deals in the pitch, waved at and missed. No balls and two strikes now. All right, Knapp set to go again. One ball, one strike. One and one here, one out last of the fourth. Fastball missed up, two balls and a strike here. On Thursday, we'll be back at you with more softball action from Fossil Ridge High School. Dave Phillips' Fossil Ridge Sabercats will take on Mike Felton's Loveland Indians. 4:15 game on Thursday. And then Saturday, UH and Platte Valley from Kersey. Last two games of the regular season. That one spinning and swinging and missing is Brianna Mercado. Spinning at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Mercado struck out her first time in the second inning. Here she is again in the fourth, 2-2, one out. Knapp comes back, 2-2 pitch, and she got a piece of it. Fouled away right side and stays alive. So Rez Christian, who missed the two games last week, games against Brush and Strasburg. I think they're going to make up the Brush game is what I heard, but not the Strasburg game. That one waved at and missed, and Mercado strikes out. Nine strikeouts now. 11 outs so far. The Vikings have produced 11 outs at the plate. Nine of them have struck out. So Alexis Knapp, who came in striking out almost two an inning, is rolling right there again. That pitch in for a strike, off speed she came with that time. She throws hard, so it makes that off speed pitch that much more effective. No balls and a strike here. Lexi comes back in the pitch to the backstop, right back by us here. And it's one ball, one strike out of the glove that time of Olivia Ellis. Two out, nobody on. Last of the fourth inning here in Gilchrist. 5-4. The Resurrection Christian Cougars lead the Valley Vikings. Knapp set the deal against Jordan Rudd. Rudd has struck out, been aboard on an error in the ballgame, and that one missed. And it's two balls and a strike here. 2-1 to the senior shortstop. Knapp gets the sign from Ellis, set to go again. The pitch, and that one missed up. 3-1. 2010-2011 state champions, the Valley Vikings. Kevin Miles was the coach. Chris Hutton was an assistant at that time, I believe. And the Huttons were playing. So was Trinity Harrington. Remember her? That pitch right there for a strike 3-2. Harrington, who went on to, of course, pitch in the College World Series at Texas A&M. She's now the coach at Severance High School. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here in the last of the fourth. Knapp comes back. Payoff pitch fouled away again. Right side and out of play. Stays three balls and two strikes. Looks like Friday night, the 16th of October, we've got football, folks. We don't know who yet. We'll figure out the schedules by the end of the week, probably. Chassa threw all the schedules in there, but they made them all Friday games, and that can't happen. As we talked to Kevin Schaefer on the rewind this morning, they'll figure it out. This one hit the left field. Does it stay fair? It doesn't look like it. Boy, she ripped that foul. There's a strong wind coming in from left field. And Jordan Rudd absolutely teed off on that. She's got the only Valley home run of the year. And you can tell with that swing, she'll probably get another one before they're done here. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Knapp comes back. The pitch to Rudd waved at and missed, and down she goes. So Alexis Knapp strikes out the side for the second time today. We will head to the fifth inning out here in Gilchrist. It's 5-4. Rez leads Valley. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you, of course, by Bank of Colorado. It's right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Well, we are heading to the fifth inning out here at Valley High School in Gilchrist. The Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by the Williams Insurance Agency. It's 5-4. The Vikings trail by one to the Cougars here. And the visitors from Rez Christian, who haven't played since the 17th, are jumping in here. Reese Strong, 9 days off, basically, from the COVID lockdown. Pitch on the way, and a big Ephus change there. Swung on and missed. Reese Strong just about came out of her shoes right there. No balls in the strike. Reese Strong, Bree Caffey, Riley Smith, 4-5-6. Another off-speed breaking pitch, strike two. Boy, Kyla Grant, she really just absolutely relies on that off-speed stuff. No balls, two strikes, where Alexis Knapp wants to just throw hard. Here's the pitch, another off-speed pitch, and she got her to chase. One gone in the fifth inning. Strong out for the second time on strikes, and Bree Caffey will come to the plate. Caffey's been up twice. She's been hit by a pitch twice. I don't think I've seen somebody have three at-bats in a baseball-slash-softball game and get hit each time. Oh, she almost did. Inside pitch. It's a ball and no strikes. There is an affinity to throwing the ball inside when Bree Caffey's at the plate. One ball, no strikes here to the junior second baseman for the Resurrection Christian Cougars. That one missed inside. Again, two balls and no strikes. Bree Caffey came into the ballgame hitting .238. Five hits on the year, a couple of ribbies, and that one swung on and tipped, I think, at the plate. And it's, I think we're two balls and a strike here. That is correct. 2-1. Kaya Grant in her fifth inning of work here has given up just two hits. It's been the walks and the hit batters that have done them in today. And that one missed. Three balls and a strike here. Riley Smith, who's got both of the Resurrection Christian hits. Riley's out on deck right now. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Got her looking. Nope. That's just two, I think. Nope, that's three. Yeah, it's 3-2. They did the old pull the string on that one, strike three, but it wasn't a called strike three. That's all right. You can YouTube umpires calling third strikes. Now he gets to call it, and that's a strike three. So two gone. Every once in a while, you'll lose the count. Go to YouTube and check out all the major league umpires that did the big strike three call on batters when it was only strike two. It's pretty funny. Two outs here in the fifth, and Riley Smith checks in. Kaya Grant's rolling right now. She has retired eight in a row. So after a tough start for the sophomore, or for the junior, rather, Grant is rolling right now. Here's the 0-1 off-speed pitch bounced up there, and it's a ball and a strike. Isabel Farron, it's not Farron anymore, is it? It's Olivia Ellis, who should be out on deck now. Riley Smith, the only two hits for the club today from Resurrection Christian. She's at the plate here. Two balls and a strike, two outs, top of the fifth. 5-4 Res. They led with four runs in the first. It's been catch-up time all day for the Valley Vikings, but they've almost got them. That one missed away. Three balls and a strike here. Kaya Grant set to go again. 3-1 pitch, off-speed hit down to second base. About three hops for Blanco to go to first in time, and that is it. Nine straight retired by Kaya Grant. She's on a roll right now. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Gilchrist. It's Res 5 and Valley 4. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado. Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare in 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, bottom half of the fifth inning out here in Gilchrist, the Prep Radio Game of the Week presented by the Williams Insurance Agency. That's Ron or Tara down there. They'll take your call. They're great folks. You might have more fun talking to them just about things that aren't about insurance, but they'll... After all that is said and done, you guys get laughing for a while. They'll also set your family up. First pitch is driven. Right center field. That's going to be tough. Going to drop in for a base hit. Riley Baines will go cover that. So the Vikings down by a run here. The leadoff runner on Bailey Segura with a single to right center field. And Kai Grant will come to the plate here. We're talking about the Williams Agency, Ron and Tara down there. 352-0336 for a quote to fit your budget. The Williams Insurance Agency. They work hard so you can worry less. Good group of people that will take care of your family and let you sleep at night. That's what it's all about. Kai Grant to the plate. Kendall Luark is out on deck here. Vikings down a run, but a chance to tie it and maybe get the lead here in the fifth. Pitch bounced up there. Runner goes, and nothing that Olivia Ellis could do with that. So a runner down at second base. Segura's got some wheels, so she's down there. Kai Grant singled in the first, one of the four Valley hits on the day. A board and an error and scored in the third. Pitch on the way. She's up as if to bunt. Little bunt. In to pick it up is Knapp. Throw to first is in time. Runner goes to third. Sacrifice works. The tying run is 60 feet away. So one gone in the fifth inning, and Kendall Luark, the sophomore catcher, will come to the plate right here. Luark, a couple of ribbies on the year so far. She'd love to get a third right here. Pitcher on the way is rolled through the backstop, and the runner comes back in a hurry. The runner can't go anywhere from third. So it's a ball and no strikes. Luark struck out in the first and then walked and scored in the third inning. Leadoff single by Bailey Segura here in the inning. She stole second to third on the sacrifice by Grant. Trying to tie it here are the Vikings. The pitch, swing, and a foul tip at the plate. Bailing in from third base that time was Segura, but umpire yelling foul ball there will bring her back to third. One ball, one strike, one out here last of the fifth inning. 5-4, Resurrection Christian leads the Valley Vikings. Knapp comes back, 1-1 pitch, ground ball, base hit, right field, and we are tied just like that. RBI single for Luark. 5-5 ball game. So these two teams played on the 29th of August in Loveland. It was a 7-3 Res win that day. But after building a four-run first-inning lead, the Cougars have seen the Vikings come back now and tie it at 5 here in the fifth inning. Tanya Marquez, the senior third baseman, will check in here. Knapp deals, pitch is a slap foul over near the Viking dugout. No balls in the strike. Hallie Sherman, the junior first baseman, is out on deck. She's got the only extra base hit of the ball game, a triple. That was back in the second inning. All right, Lexi set to go again. 0-1 pitch from the circle is in for strike two. No balls, two strikes. Vikings shut out twice last week, 12-0 against UH, 12-0 against Brush. Had just three hits in two games. They've got five hits here today. Pitch on the way, ground ball right side. Second base, going to be Caffey. Caffey goes to second for one, back to first, and not in time. But a fielder's choice, and they get the out at second base. So two away. Marquez is aboard in the fielder's choice, and Hallie Sherman will come to the plate here for the Vikes. Sherman, the junior first baseman, tripled and scored in the second inning, aboard on an error in the third. Pitch here, and that one is popped to center field. That's going to fall. That's a base hit in front of Riley Bands. To second goes Marquez. And the inning continues here for the Vikings. Two on, two outs in a 5-5 ball game. And Victoria Blanco, who's 0 for 2 today, will come to the plate. Keith Grant coaching down at third, of course, and in his third year coaching the softball team after number of years as the basketball coach here. That one fouled away at the plate, no balls and a strike. Just came down and talked to Victoria Blanco and said, hit it hard somewhere. That would do it right here. First and second, two outs, bottom of the fifth inning of a 5-5 tie. Pitch to the plate, waved at and missed, and you're 0-2 now. Four runs in the first, one in the third for Rez. One in the first, one in the second, two in the third, and one more here in the fifth to tie it up for the Vikings. Pitch is chopped foul at the plate. And it remains no balls and two strikes here in the fifth inning. We'll be back on the air with you on the Preps side on Wednesday, Preps midweek at 4 o'clock as we kick off the block party on KFKA. This one fouled back against the screen, no balls and two strikes. And then Thursday we'll be out at Fossil Ridge High School in Fort Collins. Dave Phillip and the number two ranked Fossil Ridge Sabercats will take on the Loveland Indians. It's a 4-15 Mitchell's flooring first pitch. This one fouled away again at the plate. No balls and two strikes. Valley trying to get the lead and come from behind fashion here. 5-5 in the fifth inning. Lexi Knapp set to go again, looking for her third win of the year. Kicks and deals. That one missed down low. And you're a ball and two strikes now. Marquez is at second. Sherman's over at first. Vikings trying to get the advantage here in a 5-5 ball game in the fifth. Set to go again. Knapp to the plate. That one hit foul and almost found the inside of the dugout there on the right side. Get extra points if you can hit it inside the doorway there and get it into the dugout. One ball, two strikes. Blanco back up 0 for 2, struck out and bounced out on the ballgame. Knapp deals 1-2 pitch fastball all the way to the backstop. Runner goes. There'll be a throw to third, but not in time. So second and third, runners move up. Now a base hit gets the run home for sure. Blanco at the plate. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Knapp deals 2-2 pitch off speed, struck it out, and dropped. The throw down to first, and they threw it away. And the run will score on a strikeout, and that's the lead run in the ballgame. That's tough. So the runners will go to first and third, and the Vikings, for the first time on this Saturday in Gilchrist, have the advantage. 6-5 for the home team with two here in the fifth inning. Alexis Knapp did what she could on the strikeout. It wasn't held, and Ellis's throw high to first. So the go-ahead run is in here in the fifth. Here's the pitch, ground ball to short. Two-hopper picked up there. Across to first, bouncer got away, and another run is in. And that's an E6. So three runs in the inning. And the Vikings have forged ahead here to lead 7-5. And now the number 9 hitter in the order, Brianna Mercado, will come to the plate, the freshman, who has struck out twice. 8th hitter of the inning. 3 hits, an error, and a drop third strike. Knapp set to go, deals again, chopper foul. No balls and one strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. The Vikings, who saw Rez put up 4 in the top of the first, have battled from behind to get the 7-5 advantage here in the fifth. Knapp comes back, deals, looper behind the bag at first will go foul. And it will go no balls and two strikes here with two outs in this fifth inning. When the Cougars bat in the sixth inning, they'll have 7, 8, and 9. It'll be their catcher, Olivia Ellis, and then Riley Baines and Allie McGuire. Pitch on the way, waved at and missed, struck her out, ball is dropped. They'll go to first, and she throws that one into right field. So that is 2 strikeouts in the inning where they were not able to hold on to it. And it makes for a 5-out inning. And they poked out another run there, too. Blanco is in to score 8-5. Runners at the corners here, 2 outs. And Jordan Rudd, who's the 9th hitter of the inning. Bailey Segura, who started the inning off with a base hit, is out on deck here. Long half inning here. Well, this is a tough inning for the pitcher, no doubt. You've got 5 outs in the inning. Pitch is rolled up there. Good block that time by Olivia Ellis. Not allowing the runner to get home from third. It's a ball and no strikes. 2 outs here. Fifth inning, 8-5 Valley. 4-run fifth inning here for the Vikings. They've got the advantage. Knapp deals, that one high and tight. 2 balls and no strikes. And, well, a walk here would only push Mercado to second. Wouldn't get the run home. 2 balls, no strikes. Lexi deals, and that one's roped. Little left field. That's a base hit. Run will score. 9-5 now. Runners will stay at first and second. RBI single for Jordan Rudd. So 8-5, 9-5 now, rather. The Vikings with a 5-run fifth inning here. Have gone from a run behind to 4 up, folks. Big inning for the home team. Knapp set to go again. Kicks and deals, and the pitch fouled away right side and out of play. Bailey Segura is the 10th hitter of the inning. Started it off with a base hit, stole a base, scored a run here in the inning. Kai Grant's out on deck. Pitch on the way. That one bounced up there. Good block again this time. Ellis with the block back behind the plate. One ball, one strike. Two outs here in a long bottom of the fifth inning. Knapp set to go. Deals pitch. Ground ball to third base. Going to be picked up. She'll go to the bag, and that's that. 10 hitters, though, in the inning. And we will head to the sixth inning out here in Gilchrist. The Vikings pick up a big five spot in the inning. They lead this one 9-5. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado and Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we go to the sixth inning, and this has been a tale of two games so far. Res Christian picked up four runs in the first inning, and it was all comeback time for the Vikings today. It's taken them five innings to get there, but a five-run fifth inning for Valley has given them a 9-5 advantage. And all the while, Kaya Grant, who has, you know, saw a bunch of traffic in the first two innings plus, has retired the last nine hitters. So not only has Rez gone from, you know, a 4-0 lead down to a four-run deficit, they haven't had a base runner now in 10 hitters. Is it rather it'll be Olivia Ellis to open things up here, and then Riley Baines and Allie McGuire. Kaya Grant fires that one to the backstop. It's two balls, no strikes. She needs to keep it on the dime right here, or the Cougars can certainly come back in this one. Three wins so far this year for the Cougars. They beat Platte Valley twice and Valley once. Two wins for Valley. They beat Platte Valley twice. Platte Valley's the youngest team of any sport I've ever seen. I mean, they play six freshmen. Here's the pitch. That one's in for a strike. Three balls, one strike. They play one junior, no seniors. And the rest are freshmen and sophomores. Here's the pitch. Off speed, little grubber down to second base. Backhanded there by Blanco across to first, and there's one away. 10 straight for Kaya Grant. Boy, she is in a groove right now. One away, and Riley Baines will come to the plate. Baines has bounced out and struck out in the ballgame 0 for 2. Set to go here. Now off-speed pitch is swung on and missed for a strike. Grant set to go again. Deals that one. It hit her. Just nipped her inside there. So that stops the 10 in a row. Retired by Grant. First runner in three-plus innings for Res Christian. Baines is at first in a 9-5 game that they trail, and Allie McGuire, the junior shortstop, will come to the plate here. 0-1 spinner missed outside. It's a ball and no strikes here. Well, Kai just needs to rely on her defense here. Pitch on the way. Spinner, a nice curveball in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Baines at first, down five, probably not going anywhere. Don't forget, when we're done, it's the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. There's a base hit into right field. In to pick this ball up is Mercado. Runner going to third is Baines. And the Cougars have runners at the corners with one out here in the sixth inning. So the Cougars aren't done yet. Runners of the corners, one out, and here comes the top of the order now. Alexis Knapp will come to the plate, and Lauren Morissette is out on deck. So now it's the Vikings' turn to see if they can protect the lead. Grant deals in the breaking pitch, in for a strike. That one fluttered across the plate. It's no balls, one strike. Oh, one pitch to the plate. Another off-speed pitch is hit to right field. Coming up, going back, reaching up and making the play is Brianna Mercado. Runner will score from third. They throw her back out at first, and the run does not score as she is out at first before the runner advances to home plate. We are done in the sixth inning. Big double play and a great catch in right field by Brianna Mercado. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 9-5 Valley in front. See if they can get some insurance here. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
A few of my nerd friends were wandering aimlessly around town. I told them about the Nerd Store in downtown Greeley. Comics, collectibles, new and unique board games, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, weekly tournaments, so on and so forth. They didn't realize how awesome the Nerd Store was until they walked through the door. Now I'm the alpha nerd of the group, and we go to the Nerd Store whenever I say so. The Nerd Store, 807 8th Street, downtown Greeley, or facebook.com/thenerdstore.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. AMCO's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, AMCO puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins AMCO or make your appointment online at amcocolorado.com. AMCO of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Bottom half of the sixth inning. Boy, Rez was getting a rally going there, down by four here in that line drive to right field. Brianna Mercado, after it looked like she might have misjudged it, looked like it might have gone over her head, went back and made a terrific grab, and then doubled the runner off first base, and the Cougars came up empty in that sixth inning. So last of the sixth, and Valley with a 9-5 advantage here. We'll send up Kaya Grant and Kendall Luark and Tanya Marquez. 3-4-5 in the order here, trying to get some more and pad the lead for this junior who's going to hit right now, Kaya Grant, the coach's daughter, who has really had two kind of different kind of games today. First two innings, I should say, and three hitters. What did she do? One, two, three, four. Four walks, three hit batters, two hits. Nine base runners in the first two innings plus. And in the last four innings, just two base runners. Those in the last inning, a hit batter and that base hit. But we'll see what that looks like. Catcher's gear getting worked on right now in front of us. Don't forget, when we're done with this one, folks, the Alt Feed Mill post-game show, Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number to call, 834-2132. Don't forget, we'll have the CRP 4x4 Player of the Game as well. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, ready to get you riding in style, whether you drive a slug bug or a pickup truck. They've got the accessories to make your vehicle your very own. Online at crp4x4.com or call them at 351-8603. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, your vehicle your way. All right, last of the sixth inning. Valley Vikings, Grant, Luark, Marquez. Into that order, ground ball foul outside the bag at third, and there's one away. Grant, base hit, stolen base in the first inning. A board and an error and scored in the third, and then a sacrifice in the fifth. Make her one for two today and looking to get her second win in the circle this year. Knapp deals, pitch bounced up there. One ball, one strike. During our postgame show, too, we'll have the play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Snap deals. Fly ball left field coming up now. And making the catch is Lauren Morissette. There's one away. One gone here in the sixth inning. Bottom half. Kendall Luark will come to the plate here for the Vikes. Talking about Desiree Pettinger. Stay informed. Stay on top of the hot market with instant notifications. Sign up to get notifications of brand new listings the second they hit the market. If you're curious how much your property's worth, get a complimentary comparable market analysis so you can tell where you stand in today's market. Ground ball back to the box here, and Knapp throws her out at first. Covering Eaton, Ault, Kersey, Evans, all of northern Colorado, it's Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Go online at DesireePettingerRealtor.com or by phone at 970-397-6337. Two gone here now in the last of the sixth. And Marquez to the plate, swung on and missed. No balls into strike here. Cougars in the seventh and final inning will have the 2-3-4. Morissette, DeTullio, and Strong. And they're down four here. Pitch on the way. That one missed away. Up and out of the zone. It's a ball and a strike here. Neither one of these teams, big power hitting teams, both only eight extra base hits coming into the game today. And the only one today is the triple by Hallie Sherman. That one's fouled away. One ball, two strikes. See if Lexi Knapp here can get the side out, and then we'll see if the Cougars can mount a rally here in the seventh inning. 9-5 Valley in front. All right, set to go again. Marquez waits. 1-2 pitch from Knapp is down low in the dirt. It's two balls, two strikes. Tanya Marquez in the ballgame, 1-for-3 today. Bounced out, aboard on a fielder's choice, singled back in the third inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Little ground ball right back to me. Foul ball off the screen. We're right behind the home plate here today. Two balls, two strikes in beautiful Gilchrist today. It's warm, but we've had a breeze all day, and we've had cloud cover all day. 2-2. Lexi set to go, 2-2 pitch, fastball popped up, coming in a hurry and dropping it. It's a fair ball, though, in fair grounds, and that pops out of the glove of Alexis Knapp. Those are plays you just got to put away. So runner aboard is Marquez. Hallie Sherman will come to the plate now. And they will get a, let's see. Keith Grant's out to talk to the home plate umpire, so making a change of some sort here. I think you get a courtesy runner here. Yeah, so she will re-enter. Runner here for the Valley Vikings is Trinity Gedman. Boy, when you say that name Trinity and you're talking about Valley softball, you start thinking Trinity Harrington, don't you? 2010, 2011 state champs. 2012 and 13, the 2 years after the titles, the Vikings still made it back to the championship game but lost to Strasburg in there. It's when the Indians started to create their culture. All right, Sherman to the plate here. Still two outs, runner down at first base. Here's the pitch. Waved at and missed. No balls and a strike here to Sherman. Hallie, a triple in the second inning, a single in the fifth. She is the only player today on the Viking side with two hits. Riley Smith for the Cougars have two of their three hits. Here's the pitch. Waved at and missed. Strike two. No balls, two strikes here. All right, Cougars trying to get off the field, get in the dugout, and mount a rally here. 9-5 they trail, last of the sixth inning. Set to go, 0-2 pitch bounced up there. It's a ball and two strikes now. Victoria Blanco is out on deck here for the Vikings if they get to her. All right, set to go again. Here's the look and a pitch from Knapp. swinging a ground ball back to the box. That should do it. She'll throw her out, and we will head to the seventh inning. Resurrection Christian needs to plate four to keep this thing going. 9-5, Valley in front. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, seventh and final inning here in Gilchrist. And the Resurrection Christian Cougars down 9-5. They led early. They put four runs on the board in the top of the first. Led 4-1 after one. Led 5-4 after three. Well, after two and a half, they led 5-2. But a big five-run fifth inning for the Vikings. And Valley owns a 9-5 advantage now in the seventh inning. And the first pitch, a ball and no strikes. Kaya Grant has been terrific from the middle of the third inning on. And that one missed outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. What she needs to do right now is throw strikes. No doubt about that. Let her defense make some plays for her. Lauren Morissette, Eliana DiTullio, and Reese Strong. That one missed outside. 3-0 now. It's Marquez and Rudd, left side of the infield. Blanco and Sherman on the right side. Seybolt, Segura, and Mercado in the outfield. Kendall Luark, the sophomore catcher, and that's ball four. So four pitches, that's not what you want to do with a four-run lead. You want to throw strikes here. So Morissette's down at first, and here comes Ellie DiTullio. DiTullio, one of the seniors on the club, the only senior that was in the starting lineup today for Res Christian. That makes me want to peruse the rest of the roster. That one's in for a strike. Yeah, she's the only senior on the club, period. Remember, this is the first year for the program at Res Christian. Pretty good. Three wins your first year. That one in for a strike in a very tough league. Well, what the Vikings need to figure out is the runner steals second here. Is that runner out at second base means absolutely nothing. The tying run for the Cougars is sitting in the dugout right now. So Kai Grant needs to worry about nobody on base and just deal with the hitters. Unless it just makes an easier out there. Nine runs, seven hits for the Valley Vikings today. Five runs on just three hits for the Cougars. That is your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary for today. Two great locations in Greeley and Bertha to serve you. Northern Colorado Credit Union, people-minded, member focus. You can go to the website at nococu.org, and there you'll see they're trying to get you to Vegas. Northern Colorado Credit Union. Receive round trip airfare, 3 days, two nights, hotel accommodations from Northern Colorado Credit Union for you and a guest when you finance your auto purchase between now and October 15th at Northern Colorado Credit Union. All right, this is a long meeting. And we can do this. Let's take a 30-second timeout, Micah, right now. We'll come back in a moment, get us a chance to go sell something. In fact, Keith Grant's coming out right now. So we've got some changes of some sort. In fact, if you want to, let's dial up 60 seconds of commercials. We'll come back in a moment. Res Christian trying to come back from a 9-5 deficit here in the last inning. Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's the Sportsman's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the outlets of Loveland, I-25 and Highway 34. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. The best selection of prices of firearms, both new and used, and ammunition in the state of Colorado, all in one convenient location. Our dealers buy, sell, and trade. Plus $50 CCW class will be held on Saturday. Your safety is a top priority as PE Gun Shows will be practicing social distancing at the show so you can shop in confidence. For more info, visit peshows.com. Join Harsh Outdoors at the PE Gun Show September 26th and 27th at the outlets at Loveland, I-25 and Highway 34. We'll be featuring Black Rifle Coffee, Sig Sauer Air Products, Willie Pete's Chocolate, and a few of our off-road vehicles. If you can't make it to the show, come see us in Eaton, Colorado on Highway 85. Our football field-sized Sherwin store is packed full of the latest from Sig Sauer, Easy Go, Textron Off-Road, Arctic Cat, Husqvarna Power, and much more. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8 to 3. For more information, visit harshoutdoors.com.
Pandemic or no pandemic. Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, one away in the seventh. Very strong. It's a ground ball to shortstop here, picked up by Jordan Rudd. And the senior owns, she can't make the play at first. Boy, you've got to make those plays. And that allows the runner to be safe at first. It's an error on the first baseman. So runners at first and third, one out here in the seventh inning. The tying run now moves out on deck. Bree Caffey will come to the plate here. The tying run is out on deck, and Riley Smith, who has two hits in the ballgame. One out, runners at the corner, 9-5. Big breaking ball, misses up high, one ball, no strikes. Jordan Rudd, the senior shortstop, made a good play, and Hallie Sherman at first just couldn't hang on to the softball. Next pitch on the way, big spinner, looks like it's there, but just stayed up. It's two balls, no strikes. 2-0 here. Now she needs to come in. Caffey should get something to hit here. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Slung it in there for a strike. Runner's going to come from home. Throw to the plate is not in time. That runner doesn't mean a ton right now. It's 9-6. Reese Strong moves to second, so no force out there means you kind of forget about her at second base in a 9-6 ball game here. Keith Grant out now saying the same thing I just said. Don't worry about the runner at all. Just play the hitter. There's one out. The tying run is out on deck. That's the one you have to worry about. 9-6. Dally leads Rez. A four-run top of the first inning for the Cougars today. Pointed them in the right direction, but Valley's coming, getting the lead. Off-speed floater in for a strike. All right, set to go again. Bree Caffey stands back in. She was been hit twice by a pitch and struck out. That one fouled away. And it's two balls, two strikes here. Riley Smith out on deck here. Two of the three Cougar hits on the day belong to the freshman. In the circle on deck. Here's the pitch. 2-2. Ground ball left of the hill. Can't get it. Shortstop Rudd has to go to first, and it's in time. That's a big-time play by Jordan Rudd, the shortstop. So two gone. Cougars are down to their final out. Riley Smith will come to the plate, and it's all about the batter at the plate and on deck circle. That's Olivia Ellis. Two outs here in the seventh, one out away from victory. Swing and a miss at a breaking pitch. And the Cougars are down to their final two strikes of the ballgame here. Smith checks back in, the freshman to the plate right here. Here's the 0-1 pitch, off speed again, swung on and missed. And it's no balls, two strikes with two outs here in the last inning. Kaya Grant is one pitch away from her third win of the year. And a 9-6 victory today. Pitch on the way. Another one. Swing. Nope, she didn't swing. She took strike three and said, and a ball game is over. A 9-6 win for the Valley Vikings here in Gilchrist. We'll come back with the all-feed mill postgame show in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back, Gilchrist, Colorado, the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Number to call for all your feed mill equipment supplies and that great service they provide at Alt Feed Mill is 834-2132. Let's get to it. 9-6 win today for the Valley Vikings as they come from behind. Rez put four runs up in the top of the first inning, but Valley answered that. One in the first, one in the second, two in the third, five big runs in the fifth inning turned this one around. And the Vikings get the 9-7 win. Kaya Grant gets the win. It's her third of the year. She retired 10 in a row at one point in the middle of the ballgame. Rough start, came on and pitched great the rest of the way, no doubt about it. Let's get to it. Our CRP 4x4 player of the game. CRP 4x4 truck outfitters ready to get you riding in style. Whether you drive a slug bug or a pickup truck, they've got the accessories to make your vehicle your very own. Online at crp4x4.com or give them a call at 351-8603. That's 970-351-8603. CRP 4x4 truck outfitters, your vehicle, your way. And the CRP 4x4 player of the game, as we were saying, is Kaya Grant, the junior from Valley High School. Let's get the totals for her on the ballgame. How many strikeouts? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Ks in the ballgame for the junior today. And as we said, she really made her money in the middle of the ballgame, retiring 10 Resurrection Cougars in a row. So she is our CRP 4x4 player of the game, Kaya Grant. The play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Keep informed and stay on top of the hot market with instant notifications. Sign up to get notifications of brand new listings the second they hit the market. If you're curious how much your property's worth, get a complimentary comparable market analysis so you can tell where you stand in today's market. Covering Eaton, Ault, Kersey, all of Northern Colorado online at DesireePettingerRealtor.com or by phone at 970-397-6337. And our play of the game was the terrific play in right field by Brianna Mercado, the freshman right fielder, on a shot by Alexis Knapp to right field. Lexi got all of it, but Brianna Mercado a chance to go back, make a great over-the-shoulder catch, and pick the runner off at first base for a double play. That's your play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. We'll come back and wrap it up. A 9-6 win for Valley over Rez today in Patriot League action. Back in a moment on the Ault Feed Mill postgame show on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFKA.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings, because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Miranda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing Blood Flow Restriction Therapy. Blood Flow Restriction Therapy assists with decreased immediate postoperative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eaton, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hello, Cedric. Your palace looks absolutely breathtaking. By King Arthur's sword, Excalibur, what is going on with these floors?
That's why Mitchell's Flooring offers a wide variety of hardwood, vinyl, and carpet flooring. They also do countertops ranging from granite to natural stone.
Oh, Cedric, these hardwood floors look absolutely beautiful.
Mitchell's Flooring and Evans. Call them at 970-352-7251.
What if your bank lets you spend more time enjoying Colorado? With Bank of Colorado's ATM Live, it does. You can make a withdrawal without a debit card, take out exact change, and plenty more. All with the help of a live teller right on the screen. Do almost anything you can do in the bank at Bank of Colorado ATM Live locations statewide. Then get back to doing more of the Colorado things you love. Learn more at bankofcolorado.com/ATM Live. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Looking for your dream home and don't know where to start? Or maybe you're trying to sell your home and you need someone to take the load off. Desiree Pettinger, a broker associate of Clary Real Estate, was born and raised in the Weld County area, so she understands your needs for buying and selling your home or land. Desiree is ready to guide you step by step and take the stress away of the real estate process. Call 970-397-6337 if you're buying or selling in Northern Colorado.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Alrighty, welcome back here to Gilchrist, Colorado, the Ault Feed Mill postgame show as we wrap things up here. A 9-6 win in a really two different ball games today. Rez Christian got out to the early 4-0 lead, but in the end it was five big fifth inning runs for the Valley Vikings. And they come back and win this one 9-6 today over the Resurrection Christian Cougars. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick, the 493rd, for making this thing happen today. For all of you listening, thank you for coming along. We will join you again Wednesday on Preps Midweek as we kick off the block party with Preps Midweek. Start turning the page, at least half of that show, going towards football now, as we know that's coming. But we'll finish strong with softball, of course, no question about it. And then Thursday, we will be at Fossil Ridge High School, Fossil Ridge and Loveland on Thursday Preps Radio Softball. All right, I'm Clark Johnson. Thank you for jumping in with us today. And our final score, once again, from Gilchrist today, it was Valley 9, Resurrection Christian 6. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.